The Truth News Network. In a time when the world is a dangerous place and facts are hard to come by, here's one refuge where only the truth resides. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And here's your guardian angel, Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Truth News Network. You remember the song, We Are the World, We Are the People? You remember, We Are the World, We Are the People. Michael Jackson and a whole bunch of his friends got together to raise a bunch of money, I guess about 13, 14 years ago, for food for Africans. It was a great and worthy cause, and it really turned Americans' eyes on the rest of the world regarding serious issues that are going on all the time around the world. Well, let's just come back across the Atlantic Ocean to the United States. Here we are, 2 years plus into the Donald Trump presidency, and still the United States media do not give this guy any credit. They every day still throw allegations of wrongdoing, insults regarding his hairstyle, the way he speaks, his skin color, his Queen's accent. Pretty much in every way a country's media could demean someone, they find a way to do it to Donald Trump. And when they do it, they laugh, they snarl, kind of like they did shortly before he announced he was actually running for president back in 2016. They started laughing and making fun of him then. And they haven't stopped since. But things are quite a bit different now. Donald Trump has a political history that he didn't have then. No, his political history is not one of his personal foreign policy accomplishments, at least no accomplishments from before he became president. His pre-White House political history probably exists only with his record of the hundreds of thousands of dollars he contributed through the years to local, state, and national candidates whom he supported. Several of those contribution recipients have donned the Democrat mantle of presidential candidate for 2020 and are on the campaign trail right now for their party's nomination to take their former contributor, Donald Trump, head on in 2020. And none have very nice things to say about him, but they sure took his money back then, didn't they? There's a bit of irony there, don't you think? Hey, let's face facts. This president gets very little support in the U.S., and of course, the ardent Trump supporters in the United States support him. That goes without saying. And contrary to how the state media portray this president, most understand facts and numbers and know what he has done for the country in 2 years, two short years. But also, those Trumpsters still cannot reconcile the fact that the American media, like New York Times and WAPO, Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, CBS, NBC, ABC, Huffington Post, and on and on and on, give President Trump zero credit for the economy, zero credit for improvements in foreign trade, zero credit for millions of new jobs in the United States, low unemployment across the board, more people employed than ever, and we could go on and on and on. Almost daily, there is a collective SMH you can almost hear across the nation. And for those of you in downtown Rio Linda, as Rush Limbaugh says, SMH means shake my head. We just cannot understand. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to take a look for ourselves at something as simple as Google. We're going to do a search and see what's important in the media in the United States and across the pond regarding this president. That's why we're titling this story today, We Are the World, We Are the Children. Our look-see begins with his popularity overseas. Takes a look at the domestic and European media portrayals of Mr. Trump's just completed visit to the UK. And then we'll complete today's offering with a story. And it's a really good one. You don't want to miss it. It's about Bubba from Texas. And Bubba will help explain what the American state media are missing, purposely forgetting about and not telling us about Donald Trump. So let's start right here. Take just a moment. While you're sitting here, reach over and grab your phone or whatever you're not looking at or listening to right now as we do this story together, and Google this. What is President Trump's world favorability number? I'll repeat that. Google this. What is President Trump's world favorability number? I took that challenge, and here are some of the results that popped up on the first page of the Google search. Quote, Trump is even more unpopular in Europe than he is in the United States. And then there's Trump's approval rating is even lower globally than it is in the United States. How popular is Donald Trump? And then there's Trump approval worldwide remains low. Notice the story that Google's algorithm popped up with this specific search that had nothing to do with Europe. So President Trump's favorability is low in some countries overseas. We get that. And according to media pundits in the U.S., that's a really big deal. Meghan Markle spurned the president during his recent trip to Britain to celebrate the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Though she is an American by birth, she is now a married member of the royal family, la-ti-da. Certainly, she wasn't a Donald Trump fan when he ran for president. And certainly, members of the British press made very little about the comments made about the president and his response to hers. I wonder why that is. But not so across the pond. America's press, back home, went nuts with constant negativity about President Trump and details of his trip. Some even made fun of Melania and her new attire. Isn't it a strange world in which the U.S. media would lambast the president while he makes a trip to the U.K. to join European government leaders and hundreds of World War II veterans celebrating the 75th anniversary of D-Day? Think about it. If the United States had not led the storming of Omaha Beach that day, most of Europe would probably be speaking German today. And you know what else? The U.S. may have been doing that also. President Trump was actually applauded in the U.K. press. Not so here in the U.S. I posted a screenshot of a YouTube search with that search term that we just talked about. And it's right there. That search page is pasted on the front page of today's story. Now, it may be too small for you to read, but basically, I'll summarize the search findings. Every story that comes up with that search sentence, rather than a video or story about the U.S. media's attack of this president, is about a video and or story of President Trump attacking the media. That's right. We talked about the president's favorability rating. And the search came up, and all the stories on the front page of that search were stories about President Trump attacking the media. It had nothing to do with what we searched. Are you surprised? Now, let's switch. You want to take a look at the headlines from the other side of the Atlantic, from European news outlets? Listen to this. Trump's UK visit unites the British. Trump's United Kingdom visit, Trump, may discuss special alliance between the US and the UK. Niall Gardner, President Trump's UK visit, possibly his most successful state visit. But here are the headlines about the Trump UK trip from US media outlets. Ignorant Donald Trump remarks in Ireland force Irish Prime Minister's clarification. And that story came from Rachel Maddow via MSNBC. And then, Jeremy Hunt calls Donald Trump a controversial president. And day one of Donald Trump gaffes. And then again, back to MSNBC, trolling calling Trump gets baby blimp treatment in London. NBC said this, President Donald Trump causes controversy in UK visit. And CNBC, Trump, an enemy of democracy, London protester says. Well, let me ask you a question. And I'm going to put this in simple South Louisiana phraseology. Who gives a rip? Let's cut right to the chase. Does anyone in America really care what people in Switzerland, Belgium, Turkey, Russia, or Liechtenstein, Austria think about President Trump, or for that matter, any U.S. president? It's crazy. Now, I know Barack Obama made it clear he wanted all of us to join all of them and become citizens of the world instead of citizens of the United States. I would like for everyone to send me a $100 bill tomorrow, too. But just as certain I am that I will receive no $100 bills from anyone listening or reading if I asked, I am certain none of us are going to become citizens of the world. Donald Trump doesn't give a rip about being the president or the king, as he is sometimes accused, of the world either. I'm pretty sure Barack Obama would have liked that, though. So why does anyone here care at all how the British or the French or the German media feel about President Donald Trump? It's kind of like this for me. Bear with me for just a second. I love my wife. We've been married for 44 years. Yes, her paint's faded a little bit, her windshield has a few cracks on it, and her tires are constantly going flat. But you know what? I really like her the way she is. And quite honestly, I don't give a rip about what anyone else thinks about her. I think I'm going to keep her. Why? Because I like what she's done as my wife, as the mother to our three children, and as Nani to our six grandchildren. And I don't care what anyone else thinks, especially not someone who lives in Zimbabwe or Malaysia or Thailand or Germany or any other place. Here's what they're all missing, folks. Does anyone really think a stupid guy from Queens could turn a steak from his father into several billion dollars if he was stupid? Does anyone think, really, that same guy could build an enterprise from nothing into the employer of several hundred thousand Americans and maintain that for 30 years or longer? Does anyone think that stupid guy could create and personally produce, while starring in, a multi-year number one television network show? Zig Ziglar. He's probably using that example in his career-building seminars as an example of what someone, anyone, is capable of achieving if they only try, if they only work hard, and if they never give up. The leftist media and those leftists in Congress and some of those never-Trumpers are just hacked off because, first of all, he beat their star in her run for the White House back in 2016. Secondly, they feel the way they feel because they don't understand how he operates, what his governing intentions are, and they certainly don't understand this one thing about him. He makes promises, and he keeps those promises. They're not accustomed to seeing that in any national politician. Hey, we've got some final thoughts, and then we're going to tell you the story of Bubba from Texas. You don't want to miss any of this, folks. Sit tight. Back right after this on Truth News Network.
Facts and evidence is all you'll see and hear on TNN, the Truth News Network. Find it exclusively at truthnewsnet.org.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
Society says we should only have tacos with the gang on Tuesday. But Taco Bell doesn't play by the rules.
Step away from the tacos!
With Taco Bell Party Packs, gangs are having tacos any day of the week, even Sunday. So whether your gang is soft, crunchy, or straight up locos. It's time to come together and fight for tacos any night. It's Taco Anarchy. Can you feel it?
Are they dance fighting?
Rebel against Tuesday tradition with Taco Bell Party Packs. Pick it up or get it delivered for the whole crew.
This is the truth your mama warned you about. TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
And Dan Newman.
So what do the media pundits do while Donald Trump is doing what he does? I think you already know the answer before I tell you, but I'll tell you anyway. They just sit back and throw rocks at him every day, all night. Their fundamental premise is this: he's dumb. He's stupid. He doesn't know anything about politics. Certainly doesn't know what we know. He just simply needs to sit down, shut up, and let us tell him what to do and how to do it, just like we have in the past with previous presidents. And you know what? You certainly know this. Donald Trump is not going to ever do that. So, let's get right to the finish. I know you can't wait. You've been waiting with bated breath to hear the story about Bubba. Bubba is from Texas. He, not long ago, was in New York City, and he needed a loan. So Bubba walked into a bank in the Big Apple, and he asked for the loan officer. He told that loan officer that he was going to Paris for an international redneck festival for 2 weeks, and Bubba needed to borrow $5,000. But, sorrowfully, he was not a depositor in that bank. The bank officer told him that the bank would need some form of security for that $5,000 loan. So the redneck handed over the keys to a brand new Ferrari. The car was parked on the street right in front of the bank. The redneck produced the title. Everything checked out on the title. It was clear. The loan officer agreed to hold the car as collateral for the loan, and he apologized for having to charge Bubba 12% interest. Well, a little bit later, the bank's president and its officers all enjoyed a good laugh at the redneck from Texas. How stupid could he be? He used a $250,000 Ferrari, $250,000 worth of Ferrari, as collateral for a paltry little $5,000 loan. An employee of the bank then drove the Ferrari into the bank's private underground parking garage and parked it. 2 weeks later, just as planned, Bubba returned, and he repaid the bank the $5,000, and of course, he paid that high interest rate, that 12% interest, that totaled $23.07 for 2 weeks and a $5,000 loan. The loan officer said to Bubba, "Sir, we're very happy to have had your business. This transaction has worked out very nicely for us. But we're a little bit puzzled. While you were away, we checked you out on Dun & Bradstreet. We found out that you're a distinguished alumni from the University of Texas, a highly sophisticated investor and multimillionaire, and you have real estate and financial holdings all over the world. Your investments include a large number of wind turbines around Sweetwater, Texas. What really puzzles us here at the bank is why would you bother to borrow $5,000? And the good old boy replied, "Where else in New York City can I park my car for 2 weeks for $23.07 and expect and know that my collateral, my car, is going to be there when I get back?" The moral of this story is just because he does things a little bit different than you do doesn't mean he's stupid. Stop trying to figure him out and look at the results. I think that's a very fitting story for what we're talking about today. It doesn't matter about the rest of the world. Yes, we love the world. We give billions of dollars to countries around the world, to the poor, and we let 1 million a year immigrate legally into the United States. That is more than every other country in the world lets legally immigrate into their countries combined. 1 million. We pay the price. We don't just talk the game, we play the game. Donald Trump does that exact thing. And probably he and Bubba are pretty good friends because they sure work a lot of the same things the same way. Thanks for being here today and sharing this fun little story with me. It just illustrates how nuts the national media is today in the United States of America. But it also illustrates how smart our president is because he's getting stuff done. Hey, you be back. As you know, it is hotter than fire in Washington, D.C. this week, and there's a lot to talk about. We're going to do that when we get back together at truthnewsnet.org. We'll see you then. Have a great day.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.